Many Alaskans facing these darkest days of winter turn to vitamin D for help with depression and a myriad of other health issues. A recent international report shed some light on the pros and cons of a nutrient often used by those lacking exposure to light. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld takes a look at what we should know about the new research.
Type vitamin D into any online search engine and you'll get a long list of ailments it's supposed to help cure. Weak bones, bad balance, depression, certain types of cancer, the list goes on. The Institute of Medicine, an independent nonprofit organization, recently reviewed research on the vitamin as well as calcium at the request of the U.S. and Canadian governments. The Washington, D.C.-based group then issued a report summarizing what it found and recommending new dosages. That caught the attention of many in Alaska because sun stimulates the skin to make vitamin D. Leslie Shallcross is a registered dietitian and president of her profession's statewide organization.
We all have been concerned about vitamin D and getting adequate vitamin D in Alaska because we know that since we are so much farther north than the rest of the United States, that we may not get the benefit of adequate sun exposure.
Shallcross, who works for the Cooperative Extension Service's Health, Home, and Family Development Program, says the study concluded the vitamin contributes to bone health. It increased the recommended daily dose for most people from 400 to 600 IUs, that's short for international units. But it didn't go as far as many hoped.
Certainly in Alaska, people experience winter depression. There's significant research showing low levels of vitamin D correlate with depression.
In fact, many Alaska doctors and other health professionals have been recommending increased dosages to help with the ailment. In Juneau, for example, doctors several years ago went to retailers and asked that they start selling vitamin D supplements. Shallcross says it's unfortunate the study didn't make that connection, but she says it's a good thing that it acknowledged vitamin D levels should increase.
I recommend that people have their level checked, and if their blood level of vitamin D is insufficient, if it's very low, they should follow their medical provider's recommendations to improve their vitamin D level.
She says Alaskans with low amounts in their blood will need more than the recommended minimums to catch up. The flip side of the Institute of Medicine study is research showing too much vitamin D can be a bad thing.
They did caution in the report that there are potential risks for taking high doses of vitamin D.
Lisa Sadler-Hart is employee wellness coordinator for the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium in Sitka. She's followed the study and wants to make sure people know that more than 4,000 IU a day can cause problems, and too much calcium can also be bad.
Specific issues that can come up are things like kidney stones, that can be problematic, as well as tissue damage. So to me, it's not probably something I'd want to risk.
Sadler-Hart says Americans tend to focus too much on one vitamin or nutrient rather than taking a holistic view. Before popping pills, she recommends looking at your diet.
I would say one of the very best sources of vitamin D for us in Alaska is salmon. And so we want to remember that and also remember that a lot of other foods are fortified with vitamin D, things like milk and other dairy products.
The Institute of Medicine report disappointed many who hoped for conclusive proof that the vitamin was a factor in a variety of problems beyond bone health. But Sadler-Hart says it might eventually lead to more answers.
What it's done is probably opened a box of potential future research that really needs to be done in order to answer some of these questions, especially the cancer questions and depression questions.
The report also increased the recommended calcium dosage. It went up from 800 to 1,000 milligrams for some age groups and from 1,000 to 1,300 for others. Safe maximums range from 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams per day. More details are online. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.